evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Otto. I'm your host for this evening's issue of Radically Right. This is Saturday, May the 5th, 2007. We're here tonight to try to take a bite out of the New World Order. It's all built on lies, and there's nothing lies need more than truth to counteract them. As always, I'd like to start off the program with a prayer. I think it's necessary. We have absolutely nothing better to do. And I'm asking you to join me in prayer for those who are taking a stand against this New World Order. And I ask, as always, please, don't just listen to me pray. Add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed, defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Folks, I usually wait till we're at least halfway through the program before I try to mention that freedom isn't free, but the issue is becoming more pressing. Now, John isn't saying much about it, but I know finances have become really tight, and it's going to become difficult in the future to keep this kind of programming coming to you. So if you can do something to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization, please do so. We're going to talk about this more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. Sit back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back to this issue of Radically Right. We're talking about freedom, not being free. And I want you to take a moment and think about the freedoms we have had in the past. They didn't come cheap. The founding fathers had to put their lives on the line and their treasures and their sweat. Sometimes their blood. Many died in the pursuit of freedom, because it is better to die fighting for freedom than it is to live as a slave. And we see that the government is pressing upon us in so many directions. They're raising the taxes all the time. They're getting more sensitive about this multitude of traffic violations that they can put upon you. You know, when they jump on you for a creeping stop sign, they seem to be holding us to a higher standard than they hold themselves. They can make excuses for themselves. I remember it wasn't too long ago, the IRS was having trouble paying back the money that they had taken from us. And they wanted us to be patient with them, but they're never patient with us. You get behind and they want to add penalties and raids if necessary. You got to ask yourself, if you're going down the street and you see a police car pull in behind you, what kind of feeling do you get? Do you get that feeling of, oh good, I'm being protected? Or do you get that feeling of, oh, he's just looking me over, looking for a chance to take the after-tax dollars out of my pocket? And if it's the latter instead of the former, that's the difference between tyranny and liberty. And there's not many people out there fighting for liberty. Now, it's a direct violation of the Bill of Rights. Number one, the freedom of speech, but Congress passed the Hate Crimes Act. The House of Representatives actually passed that thing. It seems to me that we must remember that in the old days they used to say, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And it's true. But all it takes now is the accusation of one person to say that you're doing wrong. You can go up on charges. You can spend time in jail. And they can clean your pocketbook out nicely with the fine. So here we are in the latter days, experiencing tribulation. Tyranny's in charge. And I don't know of many places that are really putting up a fight. And this is only going to be the land of the free as long as we're brave. that so many people cower, so many want to slink back. They are afraid that their name will be written down someplace in the book. But the Republic Broadcasting Organization is really doing a marvelous job of making a stand against this. And unfortunately, because John Stadtmiller's over the target, he's getting a lot of flack. Now, truth of the matter is, I've never paid a penny for radio time here. That's, if it's coming over to the shortwave to you, it's sure not because I ain't paid any money for it. I'm not being paid a salary either, but someplace, somebody's got to, just got to be paying something for you to hear this. There's also a satellite bill that I'm sure cannot be cheap. I haven't paid anything to it. The internet service cannot be free either. And at republicbroadcasting.org, there is a wealth of information there. There's archives and books and banner sponsors that I really would like you to support. And you can get us also on the shortwave at 5.050 or on the satellite. Galaxy 1R, transponder 17, narrow band, 7.92, horizontal polarity, that's 133 west. Or if you have 4D TV, that's Galaxy 1, channel 954. And on the KU band, it's Galaxy 25, transponder 11836, at a symbol rate of 20770. You can call into this program at 1-800-313-9443. But I want you to send some money to the Republic Broadcasting Organization. It's needed. Make your checks out to CSIN. I just make mine out to John Stadtmiller. I wouldn't care if he bought food with it. I know everything has to come together for this to keep on going. So send what you can to the Republic Broadcasting Organization through the CSIN or through John Stadtmiller at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, and that's Suite 100. Found in the city of Round Rock, the state of Texas, where the zip code is 78664. Contact them there during business hours at 877-605-9200. You know what's at stake here? It's our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. If we let freedom slip out of our hands, we will not have it to pass on to the next generation. Now, it's already been outlawed. Just don't let it extinguish the fire of freedom from your heart. Because if we don't have the guts to stand up and talk about what's right, what's wrong will prevail. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, and the whole rest of that Illuminati drivel is hell-bent on bringing about this new world order, with us reduced to a level of serfdom. Our public servants have already abandoned the role of being servants, and they have become truly public masters, with the intent of shortening our leash. Sometimes we have to have some courage. It takes a little bit of bravery. But if you stop and think about it, you've got nothing to lose. What do they plan for you? The mark of the beast? A chance to deny your Messiah? in hopes that you might get enough to eat. I think you'd be further head down putting away something to eat. So you don't come up face to face with the opportunity to exchange your integrity for a little bit of food. And that's what they were hoping will happen, is that you will capitulate, knuckle under, become servile. That's what happened over in the Soviet Union when they took over there. Those Khazar warriors that pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 AD, those who speak Yiddish have literally been the ones who have taken over in the Soviet Union. And they surely subjugated and killed off most of the rest. And because we don't have the courage to look our government right in the eye and tell them, no more of these perestroikas and detentes and all these excuses to subsidize the socialist left-wing causes. From the communism of the Soviet Union to Red China, or right down to the kibbutz of Israel. That's all socialism. And that's what Zionism is. It is a socialist philosophy. With certain people held in higher esteem than us lowly goyim. I don't know if you don't know what that word means. You need to check it out. Now, a lot of people think that means non-Jew. But the true meaning of the word goyim is cattle. And I think that shows a very contemptuous attitude that we can be bought, sold, harnessed to plow, butchered at will. We are not cattle. We are human beings. There's those out there that would surely like to label us as cattle, like to look down their nose at us and use us like we were. But we must stand up. We must speak up. And we must do exactly what is necessary to pull this off, where we save our Bill of Rights, where we save our freedom, where our philosophy of life can still be perpetuated. Because if there's any chance at all, the forces of evil depend on curbing that. If there's any chance at all, they will. We've got a break coming up here. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Please stay tuned. This is Norwich.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to this evening's program of Radically Right here on May the 5th, 2007. We're here to take a bite out of that new world order at every opportunity we can. And if you look over on the back side of a $1 bill, you see the all-seeing eye above the pyramid on the left-hand side of that $1 bill. And if you don't speak Latin, let me make a little translation for you. At the top it says, annuit coepitus. That means announcing our enterprise. And down the bottom, they tell you what that enterprise is. Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new world order. Novus means new, like a novitiate. Ordo is the word we use today, order. Seclorum is the secular world, everything minus God. So here we are. In the last days, seeing that our rights are being whittled away with some regularity, and that what we thought were cherished freedoms that our forefathers have fought so valiantly to preserve for us are slipping right through our fingers, right now as we speak. And if you go right down through those Bill of Rights, you see that they are diminished with some regularity. We see with this Hate Crimes Act that they can punish you now for words you say. All they got to do is say that it offended somebody. And you do have a right to assemble, but they insist that you get a permit for it. Here we are, watching those rights slip right through our fingers. In the Second Amendment, it says so clearly, the right, the militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to own and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what does infringed mean? It means going around the edges of it. So when they say the right of the people to own and bear arms shall not be infringed, do you think they infringed a little bit when they said, well, you can't saw off your shotgun, and you can't have more than this big of a clip for your gun, and you may not silence it, and you may not carry it, and you may not have it on the outside. That's brandishing. I mean, they've just looked for so many excuses in so many ways to whittle at us, to walk us into a corner where the intention is to give up that Bill of Rights, learn to knuckle under. We got to be brave. going to be free. I like to quote from time to time the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who wrote the great tome, Gulag Archipelago, in which he details the tragedy of the Russian Revolution and the tyranny it brought to the people there in the Soviet Union. We have nothing to lose. And Solzhenitsyn said it well in that book, because he said in that book, and I'm going to quote, how we burned in the prison camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive? Or if during periods of mass arrest, people had not simply sat in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing to lose, and had boldly sat up in the downstairs hall, an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. We cowered back. We were afraid we'd be next. We hoped it would all blow over. Once we were enslaved, we thought of all the things we could have done to stop them. End of quote. That's Alexander Isayevich Solzhenitsyn. And are we going to lament that we didn't do something? Well, I'm going to ask people to be brave. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. So what if they have scoffed at you? Don't try to tell them everything at once. Point out some good little pieces here, a little piece of information there. See if you can bring them along. And I think you do the very best if you get some of these videos. There are some excellent videos out there, like Confronting the Evidence and Loose Change 2. So, we can't turn people around if we'll keep trying. Sure, there's rejection. You know, if a salesman is out selling magazines, he doesn't make a sale at every door. So if he wants to make more sales, what he has to do is he has to knock on more doors. And we need to make more effort, more attempts to try to turn our friends and loved ones to the understanding of what's actually transpiring here, so that they too will get in gear and start preparing for what's really coming. Got a break right here. We're going to take 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back to our program. You can join the conversation by calling 1-800-313-9443. And I would ask that you respect the value of our airtime here. Don't spend any of it patting me on the head or kicking me in the rear because I don't have the same priorities you do or bragging about your gonna. Just jump right into the conversation that is going to get the most trouble for the New World Order. The truth that they really don't want heard. Because it is truth that sets us free. As time goes on here, we find that we are on the precipice of our destiny. Are we really, truly free people with a constitutionally limited republic that does limit the scope of what government can do? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to run us, to tell us what's good for us? You know, when you start talking about those things like seat belts and motorcycle helmets, you have to ask yourself, who is the victim here? And the difference between freedom and servitude. Freedom to wear a motorcycle helmet or not wear a motorcycle helmet is your own choice for risk. And it's because they have gotten away with it, what else will they outlaw? Well, they could outlaw skydiving and other things that are even more dangerous. And especially now that we find out that a lot of broken necks happen because of the type of motorcycle helmets that they have out there. So government, in all its infinite wisdom, leaves a lot to be desired sometimes. It's easy for bureaucrats to say, I know best. I want to take over here. It was Daniel Webster, one of our founding fathers, who said, good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. It is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters. They mean masters. And we see that right here in America. People who are absolutely unscrupulous, fighting to hold the reins of political power so that they can dip into the largest of the American treasury. Now, the Clintons had a real good time doing that when they were in office. And they are intending to get back in there and do the very same thing. But we've got a caller coming in from Missouri. I didn't catch the first name. What's your name?
Clayton.
Say it again?
Clayton.
Clayton, go ahead.
Yeah, wanted to inform your listeners on some gun control legislation moving through the U.S. House of Representatives. It's H.R. 1022. It was sponsored by a Democratic congresswoman named McCarthy. I believe she's from the state of California. And what this is, it's a reauthorization of the assault weapon ban that was first passed in 1995 after the Clinton gang bombed Oklahoma City. But this assault weapons ban is on steroids. I mean, it's going to include millions of more guns. And from what I gather, they are very serious now about getting our guns. And what is even more incredible is that this legislation is being supported by the NRA.
The NRA?
That's right.
That sounds treasonous to me, but then we have to remember that Charlton Heston is a nice Yiddish boy.
Well, you know, we spoke last week on this, and I tell you, what really makes my blood run cold is knowing that Michael Chertoff is the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, anybody that understands a conspiracy, that really should frighten you.
Well, didn't he come over here from the Soviet Union?
He is a Khazar Jew, or you could call him a Zionist Jew. You could call him an Edomite Jew. We're talking about the same kind of animal.
And he came over here. Wasn't he once a big shot in the KGB?
You are correct.
Now, how come we have the KGB over here running us? I don't think it was our choice. I think I'd pick somebody else.
Well, as you well know, the communist takeover of Russia in 1970 was financed by Zionist Jews in New York, and the ones that actually went over there and took over the reins of power were Zionist Jews, and what they did to that nation, the tens of millions of people that they murdered, most of them Christians, Orthodox Russian Christians, was unparalleled in human history.
Well, in the Soviet Union, they claim to have killed 66 million of their own, but I know that the figure actually exceeds 100 million. They're whittling on it, just like our government is lying about how many of our boys are being lost in Iraq. Now, in Red China, they admit to killing 100 million of their own people, but the figure is actually closer to 200 million. And why would we want to get in debt with and become so dependent on people that have killed 100 or 200 million of their own? Is our life more precious to us? Are we more dear? Would they care more for us and show us more respect than they would their own?
No, they actually don't think too much of the American people. And actually, they've got us where they want us, financially speaking. They are financing our national deficit spending, and we're also running trade debts with Red China, over $200 billion a year. So we are at the mercy of the Red Chinese.
Well, if you stop and think about it, all of our goods are made over there. Our entire manufacturing base has been displanted.
Right. It's been sent to Red China.
Now, if it's all in Red China, what do we do if the Chinese keep their promise to take us? Do you think they're going to supply us with tanks and guns and everything we need to defend ourselves? Or are they going to cut us off at the time we have no steel-making facilities, no manufacturing base to produce the Jeeps? And because it takes an automobile line to be producing Jeeps. And if you've shipped it all off to the Soviet Union, to Red China, you've got problems.
That's right. There's an economic day of reckoning coming upon America, and it's going to be ugly, and lots of good people are going to get hurt.
Yes, you were talking about their financing, and it was prior to World War One that there was a great deal of activity on the Standard Oil of New York. Well, it wasn't the Standard Oil of New York. It was Standard Oil of New Jersey. Grounds where Rockefeller had allowed guys, well, it was actually through Jacob Schiff, to bring in 275 of those Ashkenazim from the Soviet Union to work on the details of the overthrow of the Soviet Union, or of Russia, and make it into the Soviet Union. And he sent those 275 men off in a ship called the USS Christenford, and it stopped in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and was seized with $20 million of gold aboard to help them do the deed.
Yep.
And it was Woodrow Wilson that got word that he had to let them go. He had to pressure Canada to let that happen. And they went on over to Germany and went by a sealed train into the Soviet Union, where they were able to foment the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, I had a guy tell me not too long ago that Bolshevik means embolden Jew. Now, these guys pretend to be Jews, but these Khazar warriors are not Jews. They're not part of those 12 Hebrew tribes. You know, the 10 northern tribes were the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were Benjamin and Judah. And if there's anybody that's entitled to the diminutive term Jew, it'd be those from the tribe of Judah. But that's not who we're talking about here. We're talking about those Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism so they could form a satanic inner circle within Judaism to lay this plot to formulate a new world order. And it's in among the planks, not the planks of the Communist Manifesto, it's the Communist Rules of Revolution. And they have 3 of those rules, and the 3rd one is coming together to cause a registration of firearms, looking down the road with some pretext to confiscating them and leaving the people helpless.
Well, see, they know that they have reached the point in their plan where they have to disarm the American people, because from here on out, they're not going to be able to hide or disguise what they're doing. It's going to be patently obvious that we have been betrayed by our leaders in Washington, D.C., and they do not want the people to have arms to rise up and cause problems. So that's why this gun legislation, which is also being sponsored in the Senate by Senator Charles Schumer from New York.
Oh, what a skunk.
Another Khazarian Jew. They want this. And that's why if you value your freedom out there, people, you're going to fight tooth and nail against every piece of gun legislation they try to pass, because they want our guns, and they want them quick, because they have plans and they've got deadlines to meet.
We've got plans, too. We'd like to keep our Bill of Rights. We'd like to keep our freedom. And if you're going to do it, you got to keep your guns, because your guns were there to protect the rest of the Bill of Rights. That First Amendment isn't worth anything without the Second. They've got them registered. They've got them bad-mouthed. They've got us putting our pieces away so that they can do this, so that they can pull this off. And as long as we don't understand what we have to do, they're going to keep getting worse.
Yep.
There are too many people out there that lack courage. Men that just don't have a pair. And it's prevalent. They shrink and cower back. Now, I just had some guy, we were talking about some of this, and do you think I'm in danger? Well, of course you're in danger. And you're in danger if you do nothing, too. So you might as well come out full force and do what you can. There was some lady here not too far that was being harassed by the police. She'd gotten one of those land patents, gone through sovereignty, had that recognized in the courts, got a piece of property with a land patent on it, used the land patent to turn on the electricity and the water, and the police came out. They said, oh, they don't recognize that. We're shutting off the water. This must not be your home if you're using a land patent to prove that you have it. But the truth of it is, a land patent is the ultimate proof of ownership. So they took her husband and his friend and her brother off to jail and hassled her and her son for a few days by coming by every few minutes. Every 10, 15 minutes, two, three police cars, shining lights in the window, stopping to incite the neighbors against them. See, they didn't have a leg to stand on, really. But if they can get the neighbors to do something, then it's the burden of proof is upon you to prove that the neighbors really did do something. And then the next step is, if you can prove that, you have to prove that the police incited them to do so.
Right.
But they got so many things that they do that are really quite illegal. For example, they call it diesel justice, where they move you from one prison to another, one jail to another, so quickly that nobody can get a writ of habeas corpus and get you into where you can have your due day in court.
I've been there and done that.
You've been on the prison go round?
Yeah, but it's unbelievable, man. You know, that it's like you're on the interstate like every other day, and you know, the U.S. Marshals, you know, they're just dragging you all over the place, and yeah, they're hoping that, you know, whatever, you know, family or friends you have will just give up trying to find you. But that didn't work in my case, and I was released after 3.5 months of being incarcerated. I was released, and basically they said, oh, it was just a mistake, and, you know, it was unbelievable. But I unfortunately, the situation was, I worked for the U.S. Postal Service, which is a government institution, and that was my mistake, and it'll never happen again. But yeah, I know, and it happens to a lot of people where they move them around from prison to prison, and nobody knows, you know, where they are, if they're alive or if they're dead, and you know, they never see a courtroom, and you know, it's pretty insidious.
Now, they call that diesel justice.
Yeah.
Sometimes we call it prison go round. But the word diesel justice is a cover up for the true meaning of what's going on there. What's really happened there is conspiracy to deny due process.
Yep.
And it's a big crime. They're keeping you more than the 72 hours. They've got 72 hours to have you arraigned. And boy, oh boy, do they drag that right out to the last minute. And sometimes they go over and it just doesn't matter to them. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back. You want to hang with me?
Sure.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to our program. Do you have something more that you wanted to contribute?
Well, yeah, I just want to say that I'm out of the system. I've been out of the system since 1999. I pay no taxes, severed all my connections with the federal government, reclaimed my status as a sovereign citizen of the state of Missouri. Now, I know they don't respect any of this, but, you know, I'm reclaiming my rights, and I would...
I hear you.
Yeah, for all your listeners out there, I would do the same, because they're getting ready to do some real nasty stuff. Like, I believe next May, a year from now, they're going to come out with the real ID card. And I don't think if you're a Christian or even if you're a patriot, you want to accept this real ID card.
Well, absolutely. Now, Hillary was the dragon lady behind the Clinton administration, and it was her push to bring out a national medical card. And the real reason for it was to have that national ID card, more than wanting to make sure everybody had medical treatment. Sometimes that's an excuse to implement socialism. And with socialism, they take over control and minimize our choices. Well, thanks a lot for your call. Appreciate your contribution.
Yep.
Here we are. On the very precipice of destiny. They have computers now finer than a human hair in diameter. This new cylindrical architecture can be injected into you, and it operates off the differential and the heat in your system. And if you pass your hand underneath the right reader, or read and writer, they'll be able to update your portfolio. And that includes how much money you've got in your account. So you got purchases coming through, they can deduct your money, and there will be no paper money. Are we free people? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to run you? We got Kyle from Massachusetts. Jump right into it, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you. I got two questions. One of them is related to Albert Pike. I'd like to know who he is and where I can confirm to myself and to others that he's actually admitted publicly or proven to admit that he was actually a worshiper of Lucifer. And he was deceiving others into believing that he was actually worshiping a benevolent god, when in reality he was worshiping Lucifer. And the other question is, where can I confirm to myself that the cell phones that we use are recording us even when they're off?
Aha. I understand that all telephones have been making recordings of what we do since 1965. Radios also will pick up your voice. And they can come into your computer through the landlines, through the power line. Not the landline telephone, through the power line. We've got a break coming up here. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Please stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over